So we can do a little bhajan. This is a very nice raga. We'll do a little bhajan. This is a nice raga, which is not so difficult as the one before. This raga is called a sabari raga. A sabari means the great hope. Because at this time of day, Mother Yashoda, Ananda Maharaj, Krishna is not there. And they're crying in separation from him. That's one meaning for this raga. Another meaning is that it's given by Aseshwar Mahadev, the Lord of Great Hope. And he sings Hare Krishna in this particular melody. Very nice melody.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare
Bolo.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So before we left off, we were speaking about this verse, Vande Guru Nisha Bhaktam Isham Ishavatarakam Tat Prakasham Shachak Takti Krishna Chaitanya Samnakam. And how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an extended subject. He's never separate from his paraphernalia. He's never separate from his associates, his devotees. And when his devotees appear, they're also not separate from him. When Mahaprabhu appears, it means the devotees are with him. You may not see them, but the devotees are there. And when the devotees are there, you may not see him, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also there. You can't separate these two from each other. And as we were describing Vrindavan Das Thakur, he says that Adya piha chaitanya e sabha lila kore, jakone jahari kore, drishtis adhikari. Just at this very moment, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is enjoying pastimes. And whoever is qualified can see them even right now. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we touched briefly on this subject. He had two reasons for coming, a Bahiranga Karan and an Antaranga Karan. Bahiranga means external, Karan means a cause. So there was an external cause for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's appearance. Two things primarily. One was that he wanted to distribute this Braja Prem, which had not been distributed in a very long time. And the second reason was that he had no choice. Advaita Acharya was calling so loudly for him that he had to come very quickly. Well, these are the Bahiranga Karan. And the Antaranga Karan, the internal reason, is three. Sri Radhaya Pranaya Mahima Kidri Sovanayaiva. We described that thing. That Krishna came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he wanted to taste the nature of Radharani's love for him. He wanted to know what is it that she saw in him and what ecstasy she experienced in tasting that love. So, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's given some explanation about this verse. We read something from it. This Vande Guru Nishabhaktam Ishami Shavatarakam Tap Prakashan Shachaktakti Krishna Chaitanya Samnakam. He goes on to describe in that same lecture about how we can approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how we can associate with him, how we can get this mercy that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to distribute. Mahaprabhu had a plan. It was a package plan. He didn't just come by himself, but he came in six features. And if we want to approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we have to do it in the way that the Lord wanted. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, the Guru is the embodiment of the manifestation of the divinity to the pure, receptive, spiritual essence of the disciple. A very beautiful language, huh? The Guru, he's the manifestation of Krishna. He's a manifestation of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But who does he appear to? What does it mean to take initiation? Well, initiation is a very nice thing. Because I've been in the movement for so many years and they just call me Bhakta. Bhakta Bob. And that's not very good. And nobody gives me any respect. So if I get initiated, it's a very nice thing. Then I'll be called Krishna Das. And everybody will give me some respect like that. And then I can have a photograph taken when my Gurudev gave me the Japa Mala. And I can put a very big picture on my wall. And let everybody know that I'm Sat Sishya. I'm very close with him. That's not the purpose of initiation. And Guru won't appear to such a person. Such a person will get something. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta, he says that the Guru manifests to the pure, receptive, spiritual essence of the disciple, according to the desire of the disciple. Because Guru is a manifestation of Krishna. And Krishna promises, Yeyatamam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. As you approach him, he reciprocates accordingly. You can fool so many people in this world. You might be able to fool the people in your town and country. You might even be able to fool your parents or even your wife. But you can't fool Krishna. Krishna's in our heart. And he knows what we want. So he responds accordingly. And he manifests in an external form as that guru. If you want someone, once one Mataji, we were doing a program at their house, and she confided in me. And she said, you know, I like XYZ Maharaj. And I said, oh, that's very nice, Mataji. She said, yes, I want to take initiation from him. I said, that's good. What do you like about him? She said, I like him because he's very good with children. He understands children. That's very nice. That's a good reason. And no doubt she'll get something. But that's not the purpose for which we come to Guru. If you want someone who's very good with children, you can go to the Sunday school. You can go to some mundane educational institute. But Guru is meant to give us Krishna. And if we want Krishna, then Krishna, he'll manifest in that form as Guru. So the disciple, he manifests to the pure, receptive, spiritual essence of the disciple, meaning that sincere desire of the disciple. This is a very powerful thing. The cognitive faculty of the individual soul can have no ground to stand upon unless the divinity himself condescends to be the legs as well as the ground on which he is to stand to function at all. We'll translate that. So, the cognitive faculty, your ability to perceive, the cognitive faculty of the individual soul, your ability to deceive, meaning spirit, your ability to deceive Krishna, because we can't see Krishna. The Padma Purana describes, Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Grahin Indriyai. Krishna is spiritual. With this knowledge acquiring senses, we can't perceive anything with these Panchagyan Indriya except for Pancha Tanmatra, the five mundane elements. We can't perceive Krishna. Ata Sri Krishna Namadi Nabhavid Grahin Indriyai. So he's saying the cognitive faculty of the individual soul can have no ground to stand upon. You have no ability to perceive anything unless the divinity himself condescends. He agrees to be the legs as well as the ground on which you are to stand to function at all. This function of the divinity is performed by the guru. As a matter of fact, the divinity actually reveals him only to himself. That's a very, very, very esoteric statement. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta is describing that the guru, Krishna, he's the legs as well as the ground on which we're to stand to function at all. He's the object of our love, Krishna, but he also comes as guru to teach us how to go there. And without him, we have nothing. Without guru. The divinity actually reveals him only to himself. The individual soul is a separable constituent of the guru. Meaning that the disciple, he thinks that my only connection to Krishna, my only existence, is my Gurudev. And therefore the Diksha Guru, he's known as Sambandha Datta. He establishes your connection with Krishna. Indeed, he is your connection. And therefore Chaitanya Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes it, Achajara Mata Jai Se Mata Sar. The instruction of that personality, we accept as being non-different from Krishna. And the instruction of such guru, that's our life, that's our everything. It is only when he happens to be associated by his own free choice, the living entity, when we happen to be associated by our own free choice with the guru in a completely dependent manner, that he can be on the plane of the guru's service of the divinity. Don't think that it's a cheap thing. Krishna consciousness is a cheap thing. We just go, there's a formula, you stay for 1 year in the temple and then you get a letter from the temple president and you get initiated and you get a name. A very, very easy thing. You shave your head, you put on some kunti mala and a dhoti and kurta, and that's it. And you're practically a pure devotee overnight. It's not so simple as that. He's saying that we have to associate with guru by our own free choice. How do we associate with guru? Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that the function of the sishya, the disciple, is to be anubhav of the guru. Meaning he's following in the mood of the guru. He's always looking to his guru. What is my guru feeling? What is he experiencing? And you don't know. Vishwanath says it's just like a rich man. If you want to go to a rich man, you want to ask him, excuse me, sir, how much money do you have in the bank? He'll never tell you. It's a secret. But how can you tell? You can tell something about his wealth if you watch him. You see how he dresses. You see how many servants he has and how the servants dress. What kind of vehicle he drives. What kind of house he has. How many houses he has. What kind of food he eats. And you can understand something of his opulence. So we should always be looking to guru and trying to understand what is my Gurudev experiencing. So if we associate in our free choice with guru in this manner, in a completely dependent way, we can come to the plane of the guru's service of the divinity. It's not just that you get initiated and the guru says, now you go and do artik, and you can just go and do that. Artik means you wave the incense 4 times to the feet and 2 times to the waist and 7 times around. The other thing is 4, 2, 3, 7, and you count the numbers like this. That's not artik. But we're trying to do service on behalf of our Gurudev. So to do that, we have to be anubhav. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he describes what is the nature of guru, how we should see guru. He says, no jiva can be the medium of the service of the Absolute to another jiva. A very heavy statement. Don't think that guru is an ordinary human being. If you do that, it's a very terrible offense. Don't think that, all I sleep and he sleeps. I pass stool, he passes stool. I eat, he eats. I feel cold, he feels cold. He's just like me. Sometimes he may forget a verse. He stumbles sometimes in his speech or something. Guru is just, he's an ordinary person. Don't think like that. Srila Sanatana Goswami describes in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sishya Abhiman, the attitude of a disciple. And he says that, Avidyova savidyova guru eva janardana margosto vyapya margosto guru eva param gati. He says that avidyova savidyova, whether my Gurudev knows or doesn't know, he's always Janardan. He's always Krishna. Margo sto, vyapya margo sto, whether he's situated in the proper path or not properly situated. Guru eva param gati. He's my everything. This is not Guru Lakshana. This is not the qualifications of Guru. But this is the attitude of a disciple. And Krishna becomes very pleased when he sees like that. Now someone may question, how can you say the Guru may be avidya or vidya? He may be margosto or apya margosto. How can I see him as none different from Krishna? Because he's giving you Krishna. Krishna's come, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come in the form of the holy name, in the form of that mantra, and he's giving you that thing. So we should understand, my Gurudev, he's given me Krishna. And no one can give me Krishna except for Krishna himself. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says, no jiva can be the medium of the service of the Absolute to another jiva. The Guru doesn't think that he's a Vishnu Tattva. But we shouldn't consider Guru to be an ordinary living entity. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta goes on to say, the Absolute alone may communicate his service to the separable constituents of himself. This is the real nature of the function of the Guru. So this is some excerpts from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta's explanation of this verse. The Absolute alone may communicate this service to the separable constituents of himself. Because the jiva, as Krishna describes in the Gita, mayajakshena prakriti, mamaivam so jiva loke, jiva bhuta sanatana, that the living entities are all expansions of the Lord. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta is saying that Krishna has a special relationship with all of us. And only Krishna can communicate his service to us. And he does this through the form of Guru. This is the real nature of the function of the Guru, he describes. So we approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this way. Now someone at this point, they may say, oh, that's very nice for you to say, but Srila Prabhupada was the last one. Or sometimes they say this Swami or that Swami, he's the last one, he's only one, no, there's no sadhus there. Some people say like that. We consider that philosophy to be the philosophy of Hiranyakashipu, an atheistic philosophy. Because Prahlad Maharaj's father asked him, where is your Lord? Where is your Lord Vishnu? And Prahlad said, he's everywhere, Father. He's present. But Hiranyakashipu didn't believe him. Oh, is he in this pillar? Yes, Father. He's present everywhere. But Hiranyakashipu couldn't believe it. So demoniac people, they think that Krishna, he only had one or two pure devotees. Srila Prabhupada was the last one, and now Krishna looked in his pockets and he's broke. He doesn't have anybody else. There's no one else there. This is atheistic philosophy. Because you're denying the existence of God. Because Krishna is present, and if Krishna is present, his devotees also have to be present. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is an extended subject. And you can't separate Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from his devotees. It describes a very nice pramana for this in Padma Purana. In the Kriya Yoga Sarkanda, chapter 2, text 81. Sangsaro Vaishnavadino Deva Vaishnava Palitaha Aham cha Vaishnavadinas tasmat shrestascha Vaishnavaha. Krishna is speaking this thing. Sangsaro Vaishnavadino. He says, this whole universe is dependent on the Vaishnavas. If there's no Vaishnavas here, there would be no universe. We wouldn't all be here. The very fact that this universe exists means there's pure devotees present. Don't doubt it. Deva Vaishnava Palita. He says that the Vaishnavas, they're under the care of the Devas. The Devas are taking care of the Vaishnavas. He says, indeed, aham cha Vaishnava adinas. I'm under the care of the Vaishnavas. Krishna says that. He's under the care of Mother Yashoda, as Mother Jagacharini was describing so beautifully this morning. Krishna really thinks that if Mother Yashoda doesn't take care of him, he's going to become hungry. He'll cry. He really feels dependent on Yashoda and Nanda. So he says, Aham cha Vaishnava adinas. I'm subordinate to the Vaishnavas. He says, indeed, tasmat shrestash cha Vaishnava. The Vaishnavas, they're the topmost persons in this world. In Sanskrit, the root of a word is known as a bij dhatu, the root of a word. The root of the word dharma, it comes from the dru dhatu. And dru means that thing which carries existence. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's described in Adi Lila chapter 3, text 14. Bhakti vina jagatera nahi avashtan. That without prem bhakti, this whole world is useless and it has no foundation, because this prema, this is the basis of this world. So don't adopt the philosophy of Hiranyakashipu and think, oh, there's no pure devotees. Once some years ago, one person, actually he was a senior Vaishnava, he was speaking with me and he started telling me, he said, there's no bona fide gurus in ISKCON. They're not qualified. And because I'm a very angry person, I couldn't tolerate his speaking like that. And I told him, I said, no, I know at least one who's bona fide. And who's present. He said, yeah, who? And I said, you. He became a little nervous. He thought, oh, no, I'm going to say some tricky kind of thing, like in jujitsu or something, like, right? He said, what do you mean by that? And I said, well, if you can say that there's no pure devotees, nobody qualified, you must be on such a high platform that you can see that. So at least you must be qualified, so there's some hope. So don't think that it's a cheap thing to see a Vaishnava, to recognize a Vaishnava. There's two principles that are very important to understand in bhakti. Drishta and drishta. The seer and the seen. Krishna and his pure devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates, they're the seer. We're not the seer. We can't recognize them. Just like in Mahabharata, there's a story of one person who was promised by Indra that he would receive some amrit, some nectar from the heavenly planets. But Indra told him, he said, but if I offer it to you and you don't accept it, then I'm not going to give it to you again. And he said, you offer it to me, definitely I'll accept it. Yes, yes, tomorrow. So the next day his guru told him, hey, you go. There was some problem. My wife lost her earrings. I want you to go and find them. So he went down the road. And as he's going on the road, he saw some very dark, nasty-looking man sitting on a bull. And that man waved him, hey, Bubba, hey, come here. Here, eat this. And he offered him some cow dung. Now, unless you're doing Bhishma Panchaka, I don't think many of us like to eat cow dung. It's a little difficult thing. So he didn't want to take that thing. But that person, that dark man sitting in that bowl, that was Indra. He came in a way that we couldn't recognize him. So it's described by Jagadananda Pandit in his Prema Vivarta that Vaishnava Chinite Nai Devata Shakati. It's a very profound statement. Even the Devatas, they can't recognize who a Vaishnava is. The demigods, their powers of perception are infinitely greater than our own. Agnidev can perceive wherever there's fire. Vayu can perceive wherever there's air. But they can't understand who is a Vaishnava. And don't think they don't understand Bhagavad Gita. Or they're not chanting the rounds. Their guru is Narad Muni. They know Bhagavatam. They know so many things. But even they can't understand who is a Vaishnava. So we have to give up the principle of trying to see who is a Vaishnava and who's not. Many times we hear devotees complaining, saying, oh, I got cheated. All these people are bogus. These people are rascals. They're nonsense. They're this and that. So we'll do a little social experiment. I'd like to ask all of you some questions for your opinion. Because all of you, you're Vaishnavas, you've been around for some time, you're a little wise. What would you think about a senior Vaishnava, temple president, as someone who is stealing money? Would you be willing to respect that person? Raise your hand. Who would give him respect? Nobody's going to give him respect. Now, what would you think if that same temple president, he was having illicit relations with other men's wives? Very bad. He's really a very nonsense fellow. Now, what would you think if I told you that not only that, but you know, he wasn't a vegetarian. And not only that, he was killing cows himself. And not only that, he was murdering Vaishnavas and Brahmins. And he was breaking temples and breaking deities. Would you consider him to be a very nice fellow? No. Now, what if I told you that that same person is an eternal associate of the Lord, and all those activities were his service to Krishna, such as Jai and Vijay, who come as Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. Therefore, Thakur Bhaktivinoda, he sings in his Kalyana Kalpa Taru.
Kona je brahma kule chetanyera hari Take jani chetanyera lila pushti kari Ekone je brahma kule chetanyera hari. Hari means enemy.
He says, I know all these people who took birth in Navadvipa and are so-called enemies of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What were they actually? Take jani, I know, chetanyera lila pushti kari. They had a purpose to nourish Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. They made his pastimes more sweet and more glorious.
Sri Chaitanya Anucha Satra Mitra Jata Sakalera Sri Charane Hoye Lama Nata.
He says, therefore, I bow down before all of Mahaprabhu's associates, his friends and his enemies. And Bhaktivinoda prays to them.
Tomara karo kripa eda sera prati Chaitanya sudra karo binodera mati.
Please be merciful to this servant. You please give me bhakti. You please give me devotion to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he's praying like this. He's teaching us. This is how we should approach Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We shouldn't think that we're the seer. We have to give up the abhiman that we can see who's a Vaishnava and who's not a Vaishnava. We can only cry out to Krishna. Therefore, we think this verse from the 10th canto, Lord Brahma's prayer, is very appropriate. He says, Gyane prayasa mudupasya namanta eva. He says, you give up gyan. And in the context, in Madhya Lila chapter 8 of Chaitanya Charitamrita, they're speaking about bhakti gyan, knowledge of. He says, you give that up. But what should you do? Jivanti san mukaritam bhavadiya vartam. You just hear. From the sat mukaritam, from the sat mukha, the lotus mouth of those sat janas, that harikata. Stanistita shuti gatam. You don't have to run here and there and try to use your own power to find sadhu sangha. You just stay and you do this bhajan. Stanistita shuti gatam tanu van manobir, with your body, your mind, and your words. Ye prayaso ajita jito paisi taisti lokam. And you'll get Krishna. Guaranteed. We have to give up the attitude that we're the seer. It's described once that Dronacharya, he called for Duryodhan. And he said, hey Duryodhan, I've given you so much, now I want some guru dakshina. I want some bakshish, I want some remuneration, some money back from you. I have some request. Duryodhan said, yes Guru Maharaj, what would you like me to do? And he told Duryodhan, I want you to go out and I want you to find me one person who's better than you. And bring him to me. Duryodhan said, yes, Guru Maharaj. And he left. Then, Dronacharya, he called for Yudhisthira. He said, Yudhisthira, I've been training you, Pandavas, for so long, teaching you the Dhanurveda, how to fight, how to do so many things. So now I want to ask you for some bhakshi, some guru dakshina. Yes, Guru Maharaj, what would you like? I would like you to go out and you find me one person who's lower than you. He said, yes, Guru Maharaj. So they were both gone for a very long time. Finally, Duryodhan came back and he said, Guru Maharaj, I'm very sorry. You gave me a very, very difficult job. I went all over the world and really I looked very, very hard. I couldn't find anyone who was better than me. A very difficult job. I'm sorry, Guru Maharaj, but I failed. And then at that moment, Yudhisthira also returned. And Yudhisthira was also holding his head down. And he said, oh, Guru Maharaj, I'm very sorry. I'm so useless. I'm not a proper disciple. I couldn't fulfill your instruction. I looked. I went everywhere, all over the world. But I couldn't find anyone who was lower than myself. So then Dronacharya, he turned to Duryodhan. He said, Duryodhan, your search is over. Here is someone better than you, Yudhisthira. And then he turned to Yudhisthira. He said, Yudhisthira, your search is also over. Here is someone lower than you, Duryodhan. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has instructed us, Janarapi sunichena, taro eva sahisnina, amanina manadena, kirtaniya sadahari. We can always chant as Krishna Nam if we do so in a humble state of mind. If we give up this abhiman that I'm the seer, that I know who's guru, I know who's not guru, I know who's sadhu. If we want to associate with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we should try to associate with his heart. It's described by Jagadananda Pandit. Gorara ami, gorara ami. Mukila boli na chale, gorara achara, gorara prachara, loile fala fale. He said, it's not enough just to run around and jump up and down and say, I belong to Gora, I belong to Gora, I belong to Gora. You have to behave according to Mahaprabhu's instructions. You should follow his teachings and you should preach. So sometimes it's asked, it's said that there's more benefit in chanting Goranam in the name of Lord Nityananda than there is in chanting Krishna Nam. So, what are we all doing? Maybe we came to the wrong movement. This is the Hare Krishna movement. Everyone here is chanting Hare Krishna. But maybe we're getting cheated somehow. We're not getting the real mercy because we should be chanting Goranam because there's more mercy in that. And that's a fact. There's more mercy in the name of Gora. But there's something else which has even more mercy to it than the name of Gora. And what is that thing? That thing is to please Gora. To make him happy. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's described, Jadi ama prati sneha take sabaka Tabi Krishna vyati rikta nagahibe He said, if you love me, you love my instructions. Don't chant any other name. Just only chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, Ki Shayane, Ki Bojane, Ki Vajagarane, Ahanisha Chinta Krishna Bala Havadane. He says day and night, while you're sleeping, while you're eating, while you're laying down, while you're talking, you just chant Krishna Nam. So, I'd like to... this is from Chaitanya Bhagavat, Madhya Lila, chapter 28, text 26 to 28. So, I'd like to teach all of you a little song. And then we can stop. Because this holy name is everything. Sadhu Sangha, Krishna Nam, E Matra Chai. Sangsara Jinitayar, Kon Vastunoi. You don't need anything else except for these two things, Krishna Nam and Sadhu Sangha. And these two things are in cause and effect. If you chant Krishna Nam and you cry to Krishna, then the fruit is you'll get Sadhu Sangha. Murari Gupta describes in his Chaitanya Charita Mahakavya, he said that Narad Muni is going all over the world in a hidden form looking for people who are chanting Hare Krishna. So if you're chanting Hare Krishna, maybe Narad Muni may come and associate with you. That's very good association. And if we chant Hare Krishna, if we cry to Krishna, then Krishna, he'll send us sadhu sangha. But then what do we do with that sadhu sangha? We serve that sadhu. And what is the fruit of that? Nama shreshta manam api sachi putra matra surupam. We get more Krishna nam, but not kevala nam. Nama shreshtam. We get this nam from our Gurudev. And then when we chant that nam, what do we get? We get deeper sadhu sangha. And from that deeper sadhu sangha, we get more Krishna nam. And then we get more sadhu sangha. And when we get more Krishna nam, we get more sadhu sangha. So, sadhu sangha, Krishna nam, e matra chai. These two things are all that we need. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to give this. In Orissa, the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra is very popular. And they have a very wonderful song that they sing, which I'd like to teach all of you. A very simple song. You please repeat after me. Rama Nama,
Rama Nama.
Ladua.
Krishna Nama,
Ghi. Hari Nama, Kandakira. Gori Gori. Pi. Rama Nama Ladua. The name of Lord Rama is just like a nice ladu. Krishna Nama Ghee. And the name of Krishna is just like very fragrant, nice ghee. Hari Nama Kandakira. If you go to Ramuna, once we had the good fortune of going to Ramuna with Srila Sachinandan Maharaj. And while we were there, we had very big pots of some very special substance. For which the deity there, Gopinath, is very famous as Kirchor Gopinath. It's sweet rice. Hari Nama Kandakira. This Harinam is just like sweet rice. And they say, Gori Gori, you take all three of these things. This Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghee, Harinama Kandakira, Gori Gori, you mix them together, and pee, you drink it. Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghee, Rama Nama Ladua. I can't hear you very good. Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghee. Rama Nama Ladua, Krishna Nama Ghee. Hari Nama Kanda Kira Gori Gori Pi. Hari Nama. Harinama kanda kira gore gore pi. Rama nama laduwa Krishna nama gi. Harinama kanda kira gore gore pi. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much for listening to us so much. There's three things required for Hari Katha to be there. Some Katha has to be there. And a proper speaker and a proper listener. Of the two, which is more important? The audience or the speaker? The qualification. Most people, they say the speaker should be qualified. But actually, more important is the audience. And I can prove that. Even if the speaker is very qualified, if the audience is not interested, if they're all falling asleep, then nothing will come out of the mouth of that qualified person. But on the other hand, if you have a very nice audience, and even though the speaker is a murkha, he's a fool, if the audience is very eager, very greedy, then very nice things come out. So we're not speaking anything today. We're just trying to do some service on behalf of Sachinandan Maharaj. He told us to come here, and we're just his puppet dancing. So if we said anything wrong, we beg apology from the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpadarubhischa kripa sindhu bevacha patitanam bhavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, samabheda bhaktabinda ki jai, Sri Sri Gaurnitai ki jai, gopremanandi hari hari bo.
Hare Krishna, thank you very much, Madhavananda Prabhu, for this very deep and thought-provoking presentation. It was very suitable. I would like to, before we all go to the lunch break, say that Madhavananda Prabhu presented to us that if we wish to approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then we need to know, he said, about the package, everything which comes with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I would say the access roads which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave. I thought the presentation was very wonderful because it showed us the need of the spiritual master, the need of the other Vaishnavas, the need of the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And if we keep access roads or those personalities, access personalities in our lives prominent when we have a good relationship to our spiritual master, to the Vaishnavas, and when we also approach the associates of the Lord, then it will be very easy to reach this wonderful gift of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is love of Krishna. It was also nice how Madhavananda presented this very nice shloka that a life without love of Krishna is really not worth a life, cannot be called like this. So Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Vrindavan Prabhu, would you mind to say would you like to come to the microphone, or who needs a microphone?